Welcome to The State for Thursday, March 28th, where we bring you the headlines that matter. I'm your host, Rachel Fulton. Kicking off our first story of the day, we're going to focus on some campus news. The MSU Department of Police and Public Safety released an act of violence incident awareness training video on Monday. An email was sent out to the MSU community from Interim Vice President and Chief Safety Officer Doug Monette, describing the contents of the video and instructions on how to access it. The training emphasized the run-hide-fight response model, what to expect from officers when responding to an act of violence incident, as well as reporting concerning or threatening behavior to the MSU Care and Intervention Team. The video is 10 minutes long and features advice on how to approach an act of violence situation, as well as resources to report unusual or concerning behavior. The video comes as a part of an optional virtual training program that became available to students nearly a year after the February 13th mass shooting on campus. The online training can be accessed on MSU's Ability Training platform. In-person training sessions for students, faculty, and staff are also offered and can be requested through the MSU DPPS website. The email warned that the video does contain sensitive content and may be difficult to watch due to the violence the MSU community experienced last year. For our second story, focusing on campus history, the residence halls of West Circle Drive are easily distinguishable by their collegiate-style architecture and traditional structure. These buildings are some of the oldest and most historic dorms on Michigan State's campus. However, a deeper history lies within their namesakes. The West Circle residence halls are all named after six women who were influential during the early days of the university, including Louise H. Campbell, Maud Gilchrist, Linda Landon, Mary Mayo, Sarah Langdon Williams, and Alita Yakeley. Originally the sole all-female residence halls on campus, these buildings play an important role in honoring women's history at MSU. The late 19th century brought about an extension of higher public education to include women, said Associate History Professor Emily Conroy Krutz, and MSU was among the first to welcome them. The six women for which the West Circle dorms were named were among the champions of women's suffrage, access to higher education, and legacies in Michigan State's history. More information on these women individually can be found on the State News website. For our final story of the week, focusing on community, when human biology junior Chloe Lohman and her roommates moved into a new apartment during the start of the fall semester, they noticed that people would rummage through the trash cans outside their building regularly. In response, they embarked on organizing a registered student organization that could help provide for the homeless community of East Lansing and Greater Lansing area. By the beginning of the spring semester, they had started Homeless Humanity. Right now, the club holds monthly meetings, monthly donation days, and fundraisers when and where they can. On January 28th of this year, they held their first donation day in collaboration with local homeless shelter, Homeless Angels. Every Sunday, the shelter drives a food truck to parks and provides food. Lohman said this was a great way for them to not only help, but also hear from the people they were helping. While the club hopes to see more turnout as the years go on, the current involvement from members has also been inspiring for Lohman. Their first meeting had 30 attendees, and the first donation day drew in many people. In the future, they hope to do even more fundraising, as well as host their own event, separate from Homeless Angels. And to end our last episode of the week, here are a few announcements. Today's weather forecast is predicting sunny with a high of 45 and a low of 27. For the rest of the weekend, it looks like it will be mixes of clouds and sun with occasional rain on Saturday with temps in the lower 50s. Next, here is the MSU home athletic lineup for the weekend. Starting off tomorrow, baseball will take on Rutgers at 3:35 p.m. at McLean Baseball Stadium. Saturday, baseball will play Rutgers again at 3:35 p.m., and women's tennis will go up against Purdue at 11 a.m. at the MSU Indoor Tennis Center. Finishing off the weekend on Sunday, baseball will take on Rutgers at 1:05 p.m., and women's tennis will play Indiana at 11 a.m. at the MSU Indoor Tennis Center. Thank you for joining us here for The State this week, produced by The State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. And we'll be back next week with more news.